Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article entitled Minghui Articles Helped Strengthen My Righteous Thoughts Concerning the Illusion of Contracting COVID by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 4th, 2023. As the number of positive COVID cases increased dramatically in Beijing and other places in China, I also developed symptoms. I felt chilly and had a fever at night, dry mouth, and heartburn. I was quite worried. I didn't take an antigen test. There was no thermometer at home, let alone medicine, because I hadn't taken a single pill since I began to cultivate in Dafa. I felt terrible that night, but I held the thought that I would make it through no matter what. But make it through was actually a human thought. I couldn't stop wondering, how could I contract the virus? The virus is targeting the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. How could I get it? How come the early symptoms are so similar to mine? Do I have a mild case? I didn't know what I was doing wrong and felt quite irritable. I found a lot of attachments and felt I might still have toxins from being indoctrinated by the CCP, which I hadn't completely eliminated. The more I thought about it, the more I was disappointed with myself, and physically, I felt even worse. My righteous thoughts were not strong. To keep myself from feeling physically uncomfortable, I began to read the Fa, do the exercises, and send forth righteous thoughts. However, I still occasionally had a runny nose, cough, and dizziness. As I was struggling to understand the situation, articles about contracting the virus appeared on Minghui website, one after another. After reading the articles, I finally realized that I made a big mistake from the very beginning. I did not treat myself as a practitioner and failed to see it was a false manifestation of sickness karma. Instead, I was deeply fearful and compared how I felt to the symptoms of contracting the virus. After the symptoms developed, I was so scared that I didn't even think about Master Li's teachings on sickness karma and didn't really let go of sickness in my mind. I thought while doing the exercises, I will feel better and the symptoms will disappear as soon as I finish. And that thought was fundamentally wrong. My perception of viruses and other diseases did not transcend the level of everyday people, just like Master said in Lecture 6 from Juan Falun, quote, "Yet many people have not done so and remain everyday people. Therefore, they will still be ill when the time is due." Unquote. For a week, I had paranoid thoughts several times a day. Why am I coughing again? Why do I feel nauseous again? How come my appetite still hasn't returned to normal? Now I finally realized the root of my problem with the help of timely published articles on the Minghui website. I studied Lecture 6 of Juan Falun. I read attentively and discovered for the first time that Master talked about how to fundamentally remove the attachment to sickness karma in several places. Master said in the section, Your Mind Must Be Right, in Lecture 6 of Juan Falun, quote, "Our bodies may suddenly feel uncomfortable. This is because repaying karma will be manifested in different ways. At a certain point in time, you will be made unable to discern clearly whether something is true, whether your gong exists, whether you can practice cultivation and make it, or whether there are Buddhas and if they are real. In the future, these situations will surface again to give you this false impression and make you feel as though they do not exist and are all false. It is to see whether you are determined." Unquote. Yes, Master has said countless times it is not an illness, not a disease, so why was I unwilling to understand and follow Master's words? The karma and old forces won't let me study the Fa and cultivate properly. How could I let them have their way? The fact that I stumbled on the sickness karma test this time also has to do with my fundamental attachment to wanting to practice cultivation comfortably. I've been practicing cultivation smoothly for 10 years under Master's protection. As time went by, I became a bit accustomed to the steady pace, and my attachment to ease and comfort kept growing without me realizing it. When there was a little bit of discontent in life, I could not put up with it and forgot to look inside for my attachments. Instead, I bred filthy attachments to feeling injustice and imbalance. It is not only a manifestation of jealousy that a practitioner must remove, but also a major problem of disrespect for Master and Dafa. When I read the Fa in Lecture 6, I felt enlightened by many of the teachings that I had read before but hadn't paid attention to. Every time I moved on to read the next section, there was a physical disturbance, but I immediately thought, it is karma that doesn't want me to continue reading. I must continue, because the following section will definitely expose my attachment and eliminate it. I must continue reading more diligently. Doing it this way, I hardly lost my concentration at all and finished reading Lecture 6, keeping my full attention. Each sentence of Master's teachings passed in front of my eyes and brain like a flowing stream, revealing the Fa principles to me continuously. I felt a lot of my notions about sickness karma had been broken, and my whole body and mind felt relieved immediately. I no longer felt tired, drowsy, sleepy, or dizzy. I felt sharp-eyed, clear-headed, and energized, and I finished writing this article with ease.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled, Master Lee's Article, How Humankind Came to Be, Helps My Brother-in-Law Finally Learn the Truth, by Qing Zhou, a Falun Gong practitioner in China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on March 26, 2023. For so many years, I've been telling people about Falun Gong and the ongoing persecution in China. Yet it always worried me that my brother-in-law, Zhang, who attended several lectures by Falun Gong's founder, Mr. Li Hongzhi, stopped practicing Falun Gong due to fear and even made negative comments about it. After reading Master Li's new article, How Humankind Came to Be, I knew how urgent it was to share this article, including with my brother-in-law. Just as I was thinking about contacting him, my sister called and invited me to visit. I brought some gifts and headed to their place. I kept sending forth righteous thoughts on my way there. I reminded myself to be compassionate and to not let my emotions get the best of me during our visit. In fact, it had been many years since I visited my sister because I'd been incarcerated by the Chinese regime for a long time for practicing Falun Gong. She probably knew that I'd forgotten exactly where she lived, so she waited for me at the entrance to the apartment complex. After we got to her unit, I saw Zhang, and we greeted each other. Both he and my sister were surprised by how healthy I was.
"You're almost 60. How can your back be so straight?"
Zhang asked. I told him that because I practice Falun Gong, the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, sentenced me to 10 years in prison. The physical torture and mental abuse in prison were intense. And I was on the verge of death. I was released twice on medical parole. In fact, my health was so poor that the guards predicted I would never walk out of there. Hearing this and seeing how well I was doing, Zhang was even more curious. I explained that thanks to Falun Gong's mind and body benefits, I recovered, and countless other Falun Gong practitioners have done the same. I told them, over the past few decades, the CCP could easily eradicate any group in just days if the party launched a political campaign to wipe it out. The regime planned to eliminate Falun Gong in 3 months, back in 1999, but it was unable to do so. Instead, More and more people in China have recognized just how brutal and untruthful the CCP truly is, and have decided to quit the organizations affiliated with the regime. I said that outside China, Falun Gong is welcomed in over 100 countries. People who learn the five exercises and follow Falun Gong's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, benefit greatly. Then I took out a copy of the article, How Humankind Came to Be, and said that Master Li had explained all this to everyone and that it was important to stay informed and follow the right path. After reading this article, Zhang agreed to renounce his membership to the CCP, including its youth organizations, the Communist Youth League, and the Young Pioneers. He then said,
I need to start practicing Falun Gong again.
I was so happy to see my more than 20 years of worry about him finally put to an end. Thank you, Master, for everything.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Recognize the Intricate Old Force Arrangements in Our Lives by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The English translation was published on the Minghui website on July 1, 2007. In this enormous tribulation arranged by the old forces to test Dafa and Dafa disciples and achieve their goals, the old forces have made intricate and long-term arrangements for each of us. First, they arranged many factors. For example, one's environment, to introduce or enforce certain concepts during our lives. Master said in Fa Lecture at the Conference in Florida, USA, quote, and even the questions you ponder, none of it is that simple. In the future, you'll see that everything was very carefully arranged. But it's not me who arranged this. It's the old forces who did. Unquote. They also arranged an overall environment for the world. Under the influence of such arrangements, some Dafa disciples were controlled by the old forces or stayed in certain situations for long periods of time. Master said in Teaching the Fa at the 2005 Canada Fa Conference, quote, isn't what they devised a manifestation of their arranging certain beings to do good and certain beings to do bad things based on their wishes? Unquote. For example, before attending elementary school, a boy learned about sex from a neighborhood kid. Before that, he did not know what it was. Factors to enhance his attachment to lust were arranged during different stages of his life. During the Fa rectification, the attachment to lust became a great interference. These arrangements, in my opinion, are all examples of persecution. The arrests, beatings, and sentencing of disciples are all persecution. In a broader perspective, homelessness and poverty are also forms of persecution. Actually, all the things imposed by the old forces that go against the needs of Fa rectification and that systematically interfere with Dafa disciples assisting Master are persecution. During Fa rectification, we cannot use the standard of personal cultivation to evaluate our conditions or solve problems simply by eliminating personal attachments. In order to completely reject the old forces' arrangements, we have to follow Master's arrangements and meet his requirements for us. The persecution takes various forms. Besides the cases mentioned above, another example is an especially heavy workload, which makes certain disciples so busy and exhausted they cannot do Dafa work. Some disciples have difficulties with their families, and they are completely tied up with these matters. Some disciples have strong attachments to fear, or are strongly attached to affection. Others are bothered by lust, or hindered by sickness karma, or are distracted by hobbies. All of us can recognize that these are examples of persecution. Some disciples, however, are satisfied with their current lives. They live comfortable lives and have not been arrested. They have done the three things to a certain degree, but actually they are being used because of their attachment to comfort. Master mentioned in the article, Shed the Human Mindset. Quote, The most prominent manifestation of this is the severe persecution many students face as a result of their strong human mindset and lack of righteous thoughts. Unquote. Some disciples have gone to the other extreme. They think that the disciples who get arrested have problems, and that the practitioners who are not arrested are doing better and do not have major problems. Many disciples think like this. Those who are attached to comfort think that they are doing well. They are satisfied with the little bit of dhāfa work they do, which promotes their attachment to seeking comfort, even though they cannot sense it. Some of these practitioners are well off and are not much different from ordinary people. They study the Fa'i little and sometimes clarify the truth. However, they put far less effort into saving people than they should as disciples during the Fa rectification period. They might think, "We have done the three things," and feel satisfied. This, however, just appeases their human notions. This bit of effort cannot fulfill our magnificent vows made hundreds of millions of years ago. They do not honor the trials and tribulations we survived throughout history, just for this day and the magnificent vows we made. To achieve their goals, the old forces made specific arrangements for each disciple based on his or her individual problems and attachments. Practitioners who are being lulled into inactivity by their comfortable situations, please consider this. Isn't this just another form of persecution set up by the old forces? Your human notions are satisfied, but your original vows are going unfulfilled. Your real lives and your missions are fading away. When you return, you will see that what you have done does not compare with the work done by real Dafa disciples. What you have done does not measure up to your vows. You will see the cultivation path that you have walked was arranged by the old forces, not by Master. Only then will you see that your attachment to comfort is, in fact, an insidious form of persecution and the greatest tribulation arranged by the old forces. Master said in Teaching and Explaining the Fa at the Metropolitan New York Fa Conference, quote, "In this persecution, those who've been harmed the most are in fact the world's people," unquote. In the human world, they live in comfort without any major difficulties, but they are poisoned and missing out. They are losing the precious foundation of life. Aren't they the same as those disciples who are lost, who could not find their positions during Fa rectification and could not accomplish their missions? Some practitioners are restricted and obstructed by ordinary people. They cannot let go of their notions. They often comfort themselves or even try to persuade other practitioners with excuses like, "Maintain our regular lives. Be a good person wherever you are. Gain naturally without pursuit. And consider other people and be better harmonized." These words may sound close to Master's words, but they are all excuses. Do we really put our hearts into Dafa work? Are we responsible to the Fa and put our mission in the Fa rectification period as the first priority? We should be clear that the purpose of our lives is not to maintain our regular lives, or be a good person. We came here to assist Master in Fa rectification. However, we should maintain our regular lives. That way, we will do better with Dafa work. The relationship between our mission and our regular lives should be correctly understood and positioned. Because we cannot let go of our attachments and do not clearly identify and reject the thoughts that the old forces arranged, in an environment arranged by the old forces, we often stagnate because of a lack of heart, an inability to strive forward. We are bothered by attachments, or we are confused by comfort and satisfaction. Some practitioners are hampered by tribulations. On the other hand, some are confused by comfort. They cannot escape humanness to fulfill their responsibilities and missions. Master said in the article, "Be clear-headed." Quote, "The old forces are in essence gigantic trials and tribulations that accompany you at all times. Focused on whether in Fa rectification, Dafa disciples are able to step forward." Unquote. One practitioner couple endured tough tribulations in a forced labor camp. Later, they started a company. The company grew to be increasingly successful and became one of the 10 best companies in the area. Several banks wanted to invest in the company, which should have been a good thing for the business. But something else happened. All the practitioners who worked for the company ran into obstacles and seemed unable to make any progress. Some of them even started to drink and behave more and more like ordinary people. The work for Fa rectification was totally forgotten. One of the couples began acting like ordinary people, had extramarital affairs, and wanted a divorce. Looking closer, isn't this just another form of persecution? A Falun Gong couple was taken advantage of through their loopholes, gradually lost direction, and forgot their mission. There is no problem with starting a company. However, we should clearly understand and reject the hidden persecution arranged by the old forces. The fallout from the situation above was not limited to just the practitioner couple. The old forces also tried to affect the environment and other practitioners close to them. Isn't this an interference to Fa rectification? From this perspective, if we cannot do well and instead walk the path arranged by the old forces, we not only create problems for ourselves, but also cause interference for the entire environment, allowing the old forces to control and interfere with Fa rectification. Master said in Teaching the Fa at the 2003 Atlanta Fa Conference, quote, "This point is the most important one, clear-headed," unquote. It is very important to completely reject the persecution by properly understanding our own and others' cultivation states. We must be clear about the meticulous arrangements made by the old forces, including toward our every thought.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.